English Across the Pond. Hi, I'm Jennifer, your co-host and American English teacher.
And I'm Dan, your other co-host and British English teacher. And this is English Across the Pond.
We are both native speakers and have been teaching a combined total of over 20 years all over the world. Our mission is to help English learners build confidence and fluency for natural, real conversations.
We love showing you how to naturally use idioms and expressions, phrasal verbs, vocabulary, and grammar, while also helping you practice American and British English differences. After every episode, you too will have new vocab and ideas to have your own conversations and finally start using English.
Want to start practicing today? Head over to our website and learn how you can join our Telegram community, daily group speaking classes, and download more of our learning materials and resources. You can do all that at www.englishacrossthepond.com. Now let's find out what today's conversation is all about. Hey Dan, what's happening?
Yo! Not much actually, just looking forward to recording this episode with my favourite podcast partner.
Me? Jennifer, the American half? I'm excited about this episode because, and I realized when I said I'm excited, the recording device just like, boop, like maxed out and it's like level. I'm excited about this episode because there are always so many American and British English differences that pop up in our episode.
Yep.
And it is just one of my favorite things about our podcast, even, you know? Like, and it just happens naturally. But that's a thing that exists. American and British English are different in many, many ways.
True. And goodness knows, in our 5 years, we've discovered most of them, I would imagine. And the nice thing is, we stumble across them. We're talking about X, or we're talking about Y, and we're suddenly, oh, it's different.
Yeah, and we like get excited when we find these differences. Yeah. So in this episode, I really wanted to highlight some key differences in pronunciation. There's a lot of different words that are pronounced differently. A lot of different words that are pronounced differently. Overuse of different. And off the top of your head, can you name one?
Well, we're going to do some. Can I think of one that...
I know, I totally put you on the spot.
I can only think of ones that we're just about to record, and I don't really want to reveal them. If you gave me 30 seconds, I could. But how about the answers?
How about brochure?
Oh, yeah, good one. Brochure.
A brochure? Brochure. Yeah.
Brochure.
Brochure.
You take your time with it, don't you?
Yeah, and we're going to talk about another word that American English does that with. It's this, like, it sounds so, like, I love it. I love to say brochure. It sounds so fancy. Yeah. Like, I feel like sounds I'm like in the Queen's house.
It sounds to me like you're having a luxurious bubble bath.
With my brochure in the... No, we're not going to go. We're not going to reveal them yet.
No.
Any thoughts? Like, a quick 1 to 2 sentence, under 20 second kind of thought about where these differences come from?
Before that, I've just... I have thought of something that's different.
Yes.
The word is N-I-C-H-E.
N-I-C-H-E. Okay, got it.
And it's a niche.
Oh, niche or a niche? I think we say both.
All right.
A niche.
Yeah, we only say...
Niche. Yeah. I think I would tend to say niche as well. I kind of go
that's
that
why
way.
That's why you're my best friend.
Oh, love you. I love you lots like jelly tots.
And yeah, a vase. I'm starting to think of them now.
A vase.
A vase.
Put the flowers in the vase.
Put the flowers in the vase.
Yeah.
I don't know the complete reason. I know that like we were talking about this. American English follows French. You're more loyal to the French. The original words that English took from French, British English people do not
butchered
tend
it.
To... Yeah. I was trying to say it nicely, but yeah, we did. And American English stays more loyal to the original French pronunciation. But, you know, maybe with all of these different words that are different between British and... Maybe there's different reasons for lots of the... There's not just one reason.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I agree. So what our listeners are about to hear is... Yeah. Do you want to tell them, Dam? I'll do the drum roll.
I think... Oh.
What our listeners are about to hear is... Drum roll.
Yeah, but am I supposed to wait for the end of the drum roll or just talk over the drum roll?
Oh, when you start talking, I would stop.
I see. Okay. I was waiting you to stop drum rolling. I was probably giving you hand ache. Let's try again. Go.
And the episode, or what our listeners are about to hear, is...
6 different pairs. You didn't stop. 6 different pairs of words you're going to hear... Clear pronunciation from Jennifer and myself about the differences, and then we have a little chat about how we feel about them, how we say them, how it feels to say for me to say them in American English, etc., etc. We have a light-hearted discussion about these 6 pair of words, and then we finish by doing it again, by going through the pronunciation again, just to highlight some of the differences between our 2 beautiful languages.
Yes. So the same great type of conversation you love and listen to every Friday, Dan and I do with our pronunciation lessons. So our pronunciation lesson, you know, the episode you're about to hear is not a boring repeat after me. Here's a pronunciation lesson. We have a fun conversation about it. You hear us talking about it. You hear us giving natural examples. You just hear this language naturally being used. And so you, as an English learner, can listen, hear these 2 accents naturally, hear these different expressions, and begin to understand how you will not only hear them in the real world, but kind of practice how you can start using them naturally as well. And
gorgeous.
We do these lessons every month in our membership. So we wanted to give you a little idea of some of the fun you're missing out on if you are not yet a member. So without further ado, pronunciation. Let's do it. Oh. Pronunciation coming your way.
This drum roll thing is harder than it seems.
I know. I think we got to perfect it a little bit.
Yeah, we need to go off air and practice drum rolls.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So enjoy this episode and let us know what you think in Telegram.
Hello, dear members, and welcome to July 2021, just in case this carries on for like the next 4 decades. July 2021's pronunciation bonus, and we are looking at some pronunciation differences between my language, British English, not my language, my version of English, British English, and Jennifer's version of English, American English. How are we doing, Jennifer?
We are fabulous. Feeling good.
So we have a few examples, and to start with, we're just going to, I'm going to say them, and then Jennifer's going to say them. We're going to give you time to listen. If you'd like to, you can repeat after me and then repeat after Jennifer, and you'll hear the differences. Then we'll go into like a little bit of detail about, you know, have a chat about it. But first of all, here we go. Me first, then Jennifer. Advertisement.
Advertisement.
Privacy.
Privacy.
Garage.
Garage.
Mobile.
Mobile or mobile.
Caf.
Cafe.
Buoy.
No, you said it like an American.
I did. And I realized, boy.
Buoy.
Beautiful. So is there one there that jumps out at you more than the others, that like, that's really strange or that's really difficult? Or which is the one? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 6. Which one really, you know, gets you?
Well, in American English, advertisement, but advertisement? Like, what?
What? Yeah.
And then, like, privacy. Oh, I say it with my thumb and my pointer finger together. Privacy, like the queen. You know, it seems so prim and proper.
Yeah, but both of them aren't advertisement and privacy. The English one is shorter, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And advertisement.
Yeah.
Privacy.
Yeah.
Accent.
Go on.
The stress on privacy is actually the same. American and British English both put it on that first syllable.
Yeah.
But the pri and the pri are different. But yeah, in the advertisement, the stress is different, right?
Yeah.
First syllable in American English, advertisement. And for you?
Da-da-da-da. Advertisement.
Advertisement. Advertisement.
Yeah. Nice.
What's on the advertisement? I can't even do it. What's on the advertisement today?
That's right. Advertisement. Yeah. But, I mean, advertisement, I don't know why, but it's one of the words that more and more now with the Americanization of the planet that you do hear people saying. What do you say? Advertisement, is it? Is that right?
Advertisement, yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe also, this might not be true, but I've got a feeling that advertisement might be a little easier to say than advertisement. Advertisement is very fast. But
yeah,
it's the sort of thing where my daughter says, oh, it's a really neat, that's a really neat advertisement. And as a parent, I don't know whether to say, oh, that's great, you're picking up language from around the world, or whether I should say, how dare you not speak the Queen's English, and burst into tears.
Yeah.
What should I do?
I don't know. Just let her do her thing, Dan. Let her do her thing.
Roll with it.
Yeah. Privacy, we kind of talked about. Well, yeah, what one like kind of gets you?
I cannot believe that if you look, I mean, I know that there's no logic in this, and we've got words like through and enough, where, you know, through, we don't pronounce the GH, and enough, we change the GH into an F. And I realize none of this makes any sense. So, but to change mobile into mobile, come on, America, behave yourselves.
Well, mobile and mobile,
yeah,
two different. So in the U.S., American English, we pronounce the adjective like a mobile home or mobile pet grooming as like able to be on the move, like mobile.
Yeah.
Mobile. And then as the noun, like an automobile, the car, or a mobile, above that little like circular little decorative object above a baby's crib, a mobile. Automobile, mobile on the crib.
But
mobile? How do you say it?
Mobile.
Oh, yeah. A mobile is what I think of a phone, because we don't call a phone a mobile, but like Australia and the UK does. So when I think of a mobile, I think of a mobile phone.
But do you say mobile phone in America? No, you say mobile phone.
We say cell phone.
Okay, yeah, good answer. One, I tell you, what happened was, right, like 150 years ago, there was two kids in the classroom, okay? And the teacher said to the first kid, say this word. And the kid said, mobile. And the teacher said, very good, you can go and create England. And the second kid started to say the word and then just got distracted and looked out the window and couldn't be bothered to finish it. And instead of saying mobile, they just went kind of like mobile. That's what happened.
Etymology.
Mobile is, to me, strange.
Yeah, mobile. Mobile, adjective. Mobile, noun.
Now, can I
garage.
Just...
Garage.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Park the mobile in the garage.
That's it,
for
yeah.
For privacy.
I'll tell you what's strange to say is Apple's garage band. It seems like an awfully garage long wait. Because we just say garage band. You know, we're straight garage. To the band. Garage band.
Garage band.
Did a band. But in American, garage. You've got a long wait into garage band. It takes a long time to get to band.
Garage.
Band.
Garage band. I love the word garage. It's so fun to say, garage.
It is quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, if you have another child and it's a boy, you should name him Garage.
Maybe. Maybe his middle name will be Garage.
Yeah. And when they say, garage. No, when they say you named him after a garage, they say no. It's a very, very popular ski resort in the south of France. Garage.
Garage. Yeah.
Good.
So, difference here?
Garage.
American English.
Garage.
Garage. Ra, ra, the second syllable, ra, gets the emphasis. The emphasis, garage. And in British English?
Garage.
Garage.
You're with an I.
Garage. Go like to the garage.
Like privacy. Yeah, that's it. Where's my bag? It's probably in the garage. Oh. Okay.
So strange. That one is actually really strange to me.
Now, caf and cafe is a bit controversial. Caf, it's strange. I mean, there's like, if a cafe sells like delicate scones and cream tea,
scones,
then that is a cafe. But if it's kind of like, we call it like a greasy spoon. It's called a greasy spoon cafe, which is kind of like a trucker's kind of, that's a caf. And it's kind of like, they just do big hot pots of tea and like bacon sandwiches. And like there's country playing on the radio. That's a caf. So we don't actually always say caf, but caf does exist. As does cafe. Different class.
Interesting. To me, that sounds like my Portuguese-speaking students who miss the ending E in their words, which is a very common pronunciation mistake. And that's what I hear when I hear caf. Nope, it's cafe. Fe. Emphasis on fe, cafe. Let's go to the cafe.
Let's go to the cafe.
Cafe. Go get your cafe at the cafe.
It's New York.
Why? I don't know why I feel the need to get so intense with these accents. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe New Yorkers say cafe. Cafe Christine! Maybe.
Cafe. At the cafe. Cafe. I don't know. I'm going to talk to a New Yorker.
Yeah, but it's all...
next one. Oh,
it's almost like if I said to my friend, would you like to go to the cafe? They'd be like, what?
Mr. French.
Where is this? Is it in like Mayfair? Are we going to Paris? It would mean that we go all the way from caf to cafe. And if you said, I know a really nice cafe, they'd be expecting the Queen has tea there too. You know, it would.
Yeah.
It's all to do with social class.
Well, that brings up a good point is that there are several other words, and maybe we could have another pronunciation lesson on this. There's other words that are kind of taken from French.
Yeah.
And I believe American English kind of keeps the French yes. pronunciation. And then the British English folks are just like, you know what? We own this thing. Let's just yeah. change it.
Let's trash it.
Yeah. Café.
Yeah. Last one. Mm-hmm. Boy, which I said wrong. Now, a boy, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking the opposite. Well, it's not the opposite. We're not talking... Is it the opposite? Is the opposite of girl a boy?
Not these days.
Oh, yeah. The opposite of boy these days is a rainbow.
We're not getting into that, Dan. The gender, the other gender, another gender option of girl could be boy. B-O-Y. Yeah. Boy.
But we're not talking B-O-Y, we're talking B-U-O-Y. And this is a marker in the sea. It could be there as a warning. It could be there because you're catching some sea creatures and it's your marker. So it's something there in the sea, bobbing around in the ocean. Probably a very bright colour and it's a marker. And we call it B-U-O-Y. We are actually kind of wrong here. We call it a boy. Not really a boy, is it?
Where's the U? Where's the U pronouncing? Buoy. Buoy. A buoy.
It's interesting you put a W in there.
I know.
Buoy. Yeah.
Buoy. Buoy.
Yeah.
Buoy.
And
swim to the buoy.
That's it, yeah. Swim around the buoy. First one back is the winner. And I don't know why we don't say the U at all, but probably because it's from French and we don't like the French. We just want to steal their words.
Yeah. Can we do one more quick list review, American and British English?
You go first.
Okay. You can always repeat what you hear, dear listeners, to practice.
Yeah.
Advertisement.
Oh, sorry. Because when we do the other list...
I know. Okay, I'll start again.
Good.
Advertisement.
Advertisement.
Privacy.
Privacy.
Garage.
Garage.
Mobile. Or mobile.
Mobile.
Cafe.
Calf.
Buoy.
Boy. Woohoo! Beautiful. That was good, that.
Yeah. Have fun practicing your pronunciation, everybody.
Yeah, and don't forget you can record yourself on your mobile in the cafe. And sorry.
Mobile. It would be, you can record yourself in the on your mobile. Yeah. Oh no, on your mobile in the cafe, not in your garage, unless you want some privacy.
And that's the end.
That's the end. Record yourself in Telegram, though, and we can give you some feedback.
Hell yeah.
Have fun.
Bye.
Heck yeah. Bye. Now that you've heard our conversation, let's take a deeper look at some of the vocabulary from today's episode.
Beautiful. I would like to start my little piece with a joke. The rock band Oasis... when they're ordering in a restaurant, they always order soup because you get a roll with it. Roll with it. It's an Oasis. I'm actually going to do pop up. I'm going to change the pronunciation of that later on, so stay tuned. If something pops up, then it suddenly appears. You didn't expect it to appear. So problems at work, something can pop up. We also say something has come up. Something's come up, I've got a problem. Something has popped up. You can also change the preposition and pop round. Unfortunately for me, Jennifer lives 5,000 miles away, so I can't pop to her house. I can't pop round. But also, because we're talking about double meanings, if we change the pronunciation from pop up to pop up, a pop up is something that appears on your computer when you don't want it to. Some advert or something to try to get you to join and sign up for the emails. This is a pop-up, and it's something that appears unexpectedly on your computer screen. It's a verb to pop up and a noun, a pop-up. Jennifer.
Nice. I just want to highlight your joke. You get a roll with it. So, of course, people were, like, confused. You were playing with our expression to roll with it, to kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
But you were talking about roll, R-O-L-L, and a dinner roll.
Yeah.
A dinner roll is, oh, also R-O-L-L.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, never mind. I was thinking of, my mind went to R-O-L-E roll as a homophone.
Not that one. A not bread roll.
One, so I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're not rolling with it. You're rolling with it. It's a bread roll that you have with
a
soup.
A bread roll. R-O-L-L. A bread roll. R, and you get a roll with it. Okay.
Yeah.
So when I said I wanted to help our listeners understand the joke, I actually needed support understanding that joke. Okay. Moving right along.
Moving on.
When something jumps out at someone, it can have, again, two different meanings. In this episode, we talked about it as catching one's attention. So in this episode, I said, or Dan said, is there one that jumps out at you more than the other? One that's really difficult. So Dan was asking me, is there any one of the words we reviewed today that catches my attention, that jumps out at me more than the others? So if something jumps out at you, it catches your attention. So when I walked into the store, this beautiful yellow top jumped out at me. Oh, it was gorgeous. The second I walked into the store, it jumped out at me. So again, it caught my attention. However, when Dan comes and visits California, woohoo! Let's say, I say, yeah, Dan, okay, come over to my house. Come around for a cup of tea and a bit of lolly around noon. And he comes to my house, but I'm hiding behind the door.
Oof.
And then he walks in, and then I say, boo! Yeah. I can jump out at him and scare him. So that would be a literal meaning of jump, to like leap out from behind the door at or towards Dan. So that's a good example of jump out at someone being a phrasal verb, and jump out at someone with the prepositions that don't change the meaning and the differences between those two. If that's kind of confusing or you need more like explanation, of course, we can review that together in Telegram. But to jump out at someone.
That was pretty clear. And yeah, you, and of course, you can always listen again. But Jennifer, if I, for some reason, I never jump. So if you jump out at me and say boo, don't be surprised and don't be disappointed if I just say, sorry, I didn't jump. I don't jump.
Oh, you don't get scared.
Well, I know it's not. I mean, I might get a bit scared, but I don't physically react. I don't, like, my nerves don't jump. I just don't do it.
If you enjoyed this episode and want more conversation practice with Dan and me, then let us help you. Our premium podcast membership gives you at least 6 bonus episodes every month, focusing on more vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation. These mini episodes help our members build fluency with more focused skills practice. Plus, we offer a 1-hour group speaking class almost every day of the week. There are 7 class options at different times to allow our members from all over the world meet, connect, talk, and best of all, build confidence and fluency for English conversations. We have a close community that we'd love to welcome you into. You can join us today and start practicing in our private Telegram immediately after sign up. So, what are you waiting for? Confidence and fluency in English is waiting. Sign up or learn more at EnglishAcrossThePond.com/membership.